أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, cherisher. I bear witness that there is none worth of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the faithful servant and the last Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, mercy and blessings be upon him, his family, his companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every single one of us. Ameen. Honorable ulama'i kiram, respected elders, mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy of, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. This afternoon I'm going to speak about Ibrahim alayhi salam and a little bit of the Hajj. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to go for Hajj. Ameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj of from the Hujjaj. Ameen. Inshallah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Hajj, the Hajj is a fifth pillar in Islam. It is the fifth pillar. You say that we got five pillars in Islam. So Hajj, it is the fifth pillar in Islam. And it is compulsory upon those who can afford the journey, who can manage it in terms of health, and who have permission from authority to visit the Holy Lands. That is called istita'a. It's not only about the finances. It also has to do with your health and whether you are actually able to go. Subhanallah. And it also has to do with whether or not you have the permission to be there by authority in that particular land. So if you have all of that, you have the finance, you have good health, and you have the permission, subhanallah, if you have all of that, you will then be one of those whom it is compulsory upon. It becomes fard upon you to go. If you delay it unnecessarily, you would be sinful. You'll be sinful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj. Ameen. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you don't have the permission to go for Hajj, but you do have the permission to go for Umrah, which is a minor pilgrimage, then you should do so. You don't have the permission to go for Hajj, but you have the permission to go for Umrah. So you should do so, subhanAllah. You should do so. Because it is always beneficial for you. It will always be beneficial for you, for your spirituality, for your religion, and for your closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, a narration states, the minor sins committed, subhanAllah, between two umrahs, that you have fulfilled are automatically wiped out. Not the major sins, the minor sins that you have committed, subhanAllah, between the two umrahs that you have fulfilled are automatically wiped out, subhanAllah. So if you have the means for umrah, go, subhanAllah. Subhanallah. Like I say, the more often you travel, you could go for Umrah, it will always be beneficial for you in terms of your spirituality and your closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the one who goes for Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly says, he will come back pure and clean with all his previous sins forgiven. In fact, as pure as the day he was born. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And we always have been told that it's even purer than that. Have you thought of it? Why is it purer than that, the day you were born? Why? You see, my brothers and sisters, when you were born, right? When you were born, you came with a slate, right? What was on that slate? What was on that? Nothing. Zero. Subhanallah. There was nothing. No bad record, no good record. You were just born pure and clean. Subhanallah. When you go for Hajj, your slate is not returned to zero. Subhanallah. Only the bad is wiped out. What happened to the good? It stays there. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness, subhanallah. So you will come back pure. Your gunas, whatever you did, the bad things, action, it is wiped away. Only your good remains there, subhanallah. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, remember, whenever in your life you make tawbah, whenever in your life you make tawbah, you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you change your entire life from wrong to right, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do it for my sake, I love it so much that I will convert the bad that you did into good. On the right side of the scale on the day of judgment, subhanallah. Simply because you changed your life for me. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Ameen. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. Subhanallah. Except those who repent to Allah. They go back to Allah. They return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. And then they believe, subhanallah, and do righteous deeds. Those are the ones whom we will convert their bad deeds into good actions. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, remember one thing. Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed a lot. He sacrificed a lot, yet he was known as who? Khalilullah. The friend of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven to us that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nothing to do with your being famous, with how famous you are, how popular you are, how powerful you are, how much wealth you are, what your looks are like or your bodies. It has nothing to do with that, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't look at that. A person might be living in the bush, subhanAllah. He has nothing, zero, but he is the most beloved to Allah, subhanAllah. He is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best in the sight of Allah. Yet you look at him, you're not gonna like him, subhanAllah. If he comes to your door, nor can you wanna chase him away. Subhanallah. He comes to your door, subhanAllah, you're gonna sway him and chase him away, subhanAllah. But he is the most beloved to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't look at all that, subhanAllah. But He looks at your heart and your actions. That's it, subhanAllah. So my brothers and sisters, the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more challenges you will face in your life. The closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more people will make your life difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put people in your life that will make your life difficult. Subhanallah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to trust Him fully. Subhanallah. He wants you to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully. So Allah, He is going to put people in your life that will make your life difficult. Subhanallah. Remember Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was young, right? He grew up in a home that was not Muslim. He grew up in a home that was not Muslim, subhanAllah. But he always searched for the one deity who made him. Because he always knew deep down that the only one worthy of being worshipped is the one who made me. And no one else and nothing else. So what happened? He looked at the stars. He looked at the moon. He looked at the sun. He looked at other creatures, subhanAllah. But he refused. He said, no. When these things, they are there and then they disappear. Subhanallah. They are big and then they become small and they are not there. No ways. Subhanallah. Don't be mistaken. He never ever worshipped them. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he never worshipped the sun, the moon, the stars. He only considered and contemplated. That's what happened. But he didn't worship these creatures. He never did that. Subhanallah. So he continued further and further until he says, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard. Subhanallah. Until he says, I have turned my face in dedication, in worship, in submission to the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah. And I will not be from among those who associate partners with him. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that so much. He loved it. Are you serious? Subhanallah. Are you serious with your statement? Are you serious that you will only worship the one who made you? Are you serious that you will only worship He who made the heavens and the earth? Call Him the maker, the sustainer, the nourisher, the cherisher, the one in absolute control of every aspect of your existence and mine and the entire existence. Are you sure that He is the only one you're going to worship? If the answer is yes, well, we have to test you. We have to test you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُ آمَنَّا. Do people think that it's okay and enough to just say, we are believers, we are Muslims, right? And they are not going to be tested regarding that belief? Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we tested those before you. فَلَنَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. In order to distinguish those who are truthful and those who are not. Subhanallah. So what does Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to put in your path trials, tests. And each time there is a test, there is a trial, what does it do? If you are truly a believer, it draws you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And you lay your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ibrahim alayhi salam. How many problems? Right. How many problems have you and I been through in our lives? How many? Subhanallah. Say, for example, how old are you? You might be 20, you might be 20, 30, 50, 70. Subhanallah. So the older you are, the more challenges you have had in your life. Subhanallah. Right? Look at what you learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, from a young age, very young, he was threatened. By whom? His own family. They threatened to burn him. They threatened to throw him into the fire. They threatened to kick him out of the community. And guess what? They executed these threats one by one. Subhanallah. And look at us, you and I are threatened. Sometimes people, they don't execute it. And if they do, it's not as bad as we are going to throw you into the fire. Subhanallah. So what did he do? What did he say? When Ibrahim was threatened, when they threatened him, what did he say? Subhanallah. He said, I trust Allah. My maker, I trust him. Subhanallah. The greater the trust, the greater the challenge. The bigger the miracle, the day that happens. Subhanallah. This yaqeen and conviction of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it is what is being celebrated today. And over and above his dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him. He describes Ibrahim alayhi wasallam, alayhi salatu wasalam, as a whole ummah, as an ummah himself. He was an ummah by himself. He was a whole ummah. Subhanallah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him things that were impossible for you and I, he did those things. Subhanallah. Things that were impossible, he did all those things. Subhanallah. And he became closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him to sacrifice his own son. Did it make sense to him? Did it make sense to him? No. Does it make sense to us? No. But he did it. Why? Because he knew where it was coming from. Subhanallah. He knew where it was coming from. Allah. He said, I trust Allah. He's not going to let me down. I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that this is coming from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him again to go and leave his family, his own son, in a land where there was no water, no nothing, no people. It was a place that is a barren land. He had to obey the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did all those things that were impossible to us. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna hadha lahuwa al-bala'u al-azim. Subhanallah. Allah says, this is a clear cut test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Major test for who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah. That is the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved it so much. Nothing stopped Ibrahim alayhi salam from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No amount of threat, no amount of harassment, no amount of execution of threats stopped him from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, we will kick you out. He said, do what you have to do. I have Allah with me. Who do you have with you? Subhanallah. Who do you have? Subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, we never ever compromise our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything. That comes first. You at a workplace, you hear the adhan, leave everything. Allah comes first, subhanAllah. Then the Hajj is being celebrated, you will understand why. Ibrahim alayhi salam, number one, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, come what may. And two, the sacrifices he made, one after the other. So many sacrifices he made, and every time he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he kept on making du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Quran, it is filled with du'a made by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Meaning many du'as there of his are mentioned in the Quran. Why such great mention of a man who lived long, long back? Subhanallah. Why? Subhanallah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn the lesson. Subhanallah. Look at us, man. You know, people that say, you know what, these are satirul awa, these are stories of the past. The people that say we're sick and tired of listening to the Quran, these are the stories of the past. Really, this is the word of Allah. Allah Himself is telling you, li'ulil albab. You see, these stories, they are for those people, those men with the aql, with the understanding. Ulil albab, those who have the understanding. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to learn lesson from these stories, subhanallah. There is a lesson for that, subhanallah. It's not just a story, subhanallah. Today you suffered a loss, right? Today you suffered a loss, subhanallah. Hang on, subhanallah. Be patient. Continue in relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day of victory has to come. Seven years from today, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Like I said, all of us, how many problems have you had in your life? How many? I'm repeating it because it's very important. How many? Were there not a day in your life when you thought, hey, you know what, I can't make it? Subhanallah. And today, subhanallah, where are you sitting? Allahu Akbar, beyond imagination. Subhanallah. But that time you were crying. You thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not listening to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not responding to me. Subhanallah. But today, look at where you are today. Subhanallah. You're sitting so happy. You're sitting with such, subhanallah, goodness. Where is the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is the gratitude? Subhanallah. Where are those days? What happened to those days where you were saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not listening to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm making dua day now by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at you today. What happened to those days? Subhanallah. And guess what? Another test is coming also very soon. Because that's the nature of life. Subhanallah. This test passes, another one is coming. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj from the Hujjaj. Ameen. And make it easy for all of us to go for Hajj and Umrah to learn a lesson. To learn a lesson, not just to say, you know what, I made 20 Hajj. I went so many times. You know, it's not about the number. Yes, you might be happy, alhamdulillah, you went there, you came back, alhamdulillah. Did it change you? Did it change you? Subhanallah. Did your iman and conviction develop to a higher level? Did it? How, when you came, how is your relationship with Allah? How is your relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is your relationship with fellow human beings, especially Muslims, your workers? How are you treating them? Subhanallah. Your speech, subhanallah, everything. You know, we've been hearing these things, you know, Makkah, Zamzam, Safa and Marwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you there. You went, you saw it, you witnessed it, subhanallah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of Allah will you deny? Allah took you there. What has it done to your life? Subhanallah. Did you change? Nothing. You know, people, they go there 20 times, subhanallah, but still they are still where they are, subhanallah. No change. They even become even more worse. I've seen it, people. They go for Hajj, go for Umrah, they come back, they become even, I don't know what I can call this, man. They become even more worse. Swearing, backbiting, all these things. But they've been there, Allah took them there. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and hidayat and the tawfiq, subhanahu, the ability to make amal. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma hamdika wa nashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. We can now read your sunnah, brothers.